What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we jump forward in our Tom Hanks filmography. We start to get caught up and pick back up where we left off back in January. And first up is 2002's Road to Perdition, starring Tom Hanks, Tyler Hoechlin, Paul Newman, Jude Law, Daniel Craig, Stanley Tucci, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Ciaran Hinds, and Anthony LaPaglia. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And like I said during my introduction, today we're going to jump back forward. We're going to begin to pick up where we left off in January. We ended January 31st, 2021 with The Terminal. And now we're on The Road to Perdition. And our movie takes place in 1931 during the Great Depression. We meet Michael Sullivan, who is an enforcer for the Irish mob boss, John Rooney, in Rock Island, Illinois. Now, Rooney raised Sullivan, who was basically an orphan, and has come to love him even more than his own biological son, the rash and unpredictable Connor. When Rooney holds a wake in his home for the brother of an associate, Finn McGovern, McGovern is clearly agitated and insinuates that the Rooney family is responsible for his brother's death. So Rooney sends Connor and Sullivan to meet with McGovern under orders to just talk. But after an altercation, Connor fatally shoots McGovern, resulting in Sullivan gunning down all of McGovern's men. However, Sullivan's 12-year-old son, Michael Jr., had secretly stowed away in the car of his father and ended up witnessing the entire horrific event. Sullivan swears his son to secrecy, and even Rooney gets his own personal assurance. At a meeting with his associates, Rooney berates Connor for his actions when Connor half-heartedly apologizes for McGovern's murder. That evening, Rooney sends Sullivan to collect a debt from a speakeasy owner named Tony Calvino. And Connor, who is jealous of his father's preference for Sullivan over him, sends a letter with Sullivan for Calvino. When Calvino reads it, he begins to reach for his revolver, but Sullivan grabs it first and kills both Calvino and his bodyguard. When Sullivan reads the letter, it says, "Kill Sullivan and all debts are paid." Fearing that his family's life is in danger, Sullivan rushes home. However, Connor has already reached the Sullivan home, murdered Sullivan's wife, Annie, and younger son, Peter, and fled the scene. However, he has failed to kill Michael Jr., who had been detained at school for fighting and had hidden from Connor when he had reached the home. Sullivan and Michael Jr. flee Rock Island and head to Chicago with the hopes of meeting with Al Capone to obtain work and learn the location of Connor, who has gone into hiding. In a meeting with Frank Nitti, Sullivan offers to work for the Chicago outfit in exchange for being allowed to kill Connor. Nitti rejects the offer, and Rooney reluctantly allows him to dispatch assassin Harlan McGuire, a voyeuristic crime scene photographer, in order to kill Sullivan. McGuire tracks him and his son to a roadside diner, but fails to kill Sullivan. When Sullivan realizes McGuire's intentions, He's able to escape through the bathroom and punctures McGuire's car tire before fleeing. In reaction to the ordered hit, Sullivan begins to rob banks that hold Al Capone's money, with the hopes to trade it for Connor. But Sullivan is impeded when the mob withdraws its money, so he visits Rooney's accountant, Alexander Rance, at his hotel. However, the encounter is a setup, with Rance stalling Sullivan until McGuire can enter with a shotgun. In the ensuing crossfire, Rance is inadvertently killed by McGuire. McGuire is injured by flying glass shards, and Sullivan escapes with Rooney's ledgers. As Sullivan flees, McGuire manages to shoot him in the left arm. When his father collapses from his wound, Michael Jr. drives them to a farm where a childless, elderly couple helps him to recover. For the first time, Sullivan begins to bond with his son, and he discovers from the ledgers that Connor has been embezzling money from his father for years by using the names of dead men, including McGovern. As the Sullivans depart the farm, they give the couple much of the stolen money as compensation and a thank you for their help. Sullivan then confronts Rooney about his son's embezzlement while they attend Mass. Rooney, however, already knows and believes that Connor will almost certainly be killed, if not by Sullivan, then by Capone's men once Rooney is dead. Even still, Rooney refuses to give up his son and urges Sullivan to flee with Michael Jr. Late one evening, cloaked by the darkness and the rain, Sullivan ambushes and kills Rooney's bodyguards with the Thompson submachine gun before walking up to Rooney, who accepts his fate and states, "I'm glad it's you," as Sullivan guns Rooney down at point-blank range. With no further reason to protect Connor, Nitti reveals his location after making Sullivan promise that this will be the end to the feud. Sullivan goes to the hotel where Connor is hiding and kills him in the bathtub, thus avenging Annie and Peter's deaths. Sullivan then drives his son to his Aunt Sarah's house on a beach in Perdition, a town on the shores of Lake Michigan. However, Sullivan is ambushed and shot by a disfigured McGuire. As McGuire photographs the dying Sullivan, Michael Jr. appears and points a gun at McGuire, but he cannot bring himself to pull the trigger. When McGuire beckons for Michael Jr. to give him the gun, Sullivan is able to fatally shoot and kill McGuire with his own gun, and expresses pride at his son's inability to fire before dying in his arms. Mourning his father's death, Michael Jr. returns to live with the elderly farm couple. And as he grows up, Michael Jr. reflects that his father's only fear was that his son would become just like him. We then learn from Michael Jr. that he has never held a gun since the fatal encounter between McGuire and his father. And when he's asked if Sullivan was a good or a bad man, he only replies, "He was my father." Man, I gotta say, I thoroughly enjoyed this 1930s gritty mobster movie where, for the most part, Michael Sullivan, Tom Hanks, is a bad guy. You know, he's a hitman enforcer for the mob. There's nothing good about this title. But as movies have done and glorified the mob, you end up cheering for him because, number one, it's Tom Hanks, and everybody loves Tom Hanks. And then number two, when Connor kills his family, you know that he deserves to get his revenge and avenge his family's death. So you're kind of on Michael's side throughout the entire film, even though he is supposed to be a bad guy. But the fact that Connor has always been jealous of him, the fact that Connor killed McGovern when he didn't need to, the fact that Connor killed Michael's family, just automatically makes him a good guy in a bad world. And like I said, you just cheer him on as he goes through getting all the people that he needs to get to Connor. I've always been fascinated by these old mobster style movies. You know, I know at some point on the show, we'll get to films like White Heat and The Public Enemy, a couple of classic Cagney mobster films from the 30s that I just love and adore. And this was very much in that same vein, even though a 2002 film, it took place in the 30s. Great Depression, speakeasies, the classic cars, the Tommy guns. Like, it was such a cool throwback to that time that has been glorified by the films, you know, not just of today, but going back and Casino, Goodfellas, The Godfather, Scarface, you know, and going back further and further. Like I said, The Public Enemy, White Heat. There's so many great gangster flicks out there. And I feel like this one deserves to be mentioned in the same category as some of those. This was a really good film. Paul Newman, Jude Law, Daniel Craig, you know. You've got some great caliber actors. Ciaran Hinds, the Scarecrow from the Nolan Dark Knight trilogy. He's in this, you know. Just all around, there's nothing about this film, I think, to not like. I thoroughly enjoyed this film to the point where, for my rating, this is going to get 4 out of 5 stars for me. This was my first time seeing this film. Much of these movies I'm doing this month, the second time around for Tom Hanks, most of them I have never seen before. There are very few that I have, and when we get to those, I will let you know that I have seen this film before. None of the films we have done so far in November had I seen prior to watching them to review them for this show. So far, every film has been brand new to me, and I'm enjoying that because it's finding new favorites of an old favorite. Because I've touted for many, many shows about my love of Tom Hanks. I feel like he is one of the greatest actors of my generation. So to find films of his that I had never seen before, and then to love them as much as I love The Greatest Hits, which I basically covered back in January, you know, Splash, Big, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Philadelphia, That Thing You Do, Catch Me If You Can, etc., etc. It's so cool to find and discover some of these that I can put up and hold in that regard. 4 out of 5 stars for me when it comes to this film. What do you guys think? I'm curious to know what you guys think about Road to Perdition. Let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa Diatine Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, when we take a look at the documentary film, Magnificent Desolation, Walking on the Moon, featuring Tom Hanks, John Corbett, Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Morgan Freeman, Scott Glenn, Colin Hanks, Tim Matheson, Matthew McConaughey, Paul Newman, Bill Paxton, Barry Pepper, Kevin Pollak, Gary Sinise, Peter Scolari, John Travolta, Donnie Wahlberg, and Rita Wilson. You're not going to want to miss out on that one tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on an all-new Renegades Reviews when I discuss Magnificent Desolation, Walking on the Moon. And just to give you a little bit of foresight, I knew this was a documentary going in, but the way they did this is that they used archive footage from some of the footage that was shot during the moon landings and the moon walks from the astronauts, as well as reenactments and computer footage to kind of simulate, you know, what happened while all those names that I just listed and more kind of narrate, and they perform quotes from some of the astronauts, with Tom Hanks serving as the main narrator, as well as being co-producer and co-writer of this film. So it's going to be a really fun one to dive into tomorrow, right here on Renegades Reviews. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuned in for the premiere today, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tuned in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tune in on a regular basis. Show me that love. Show me that support. Going back to the archives, digging up those old episodes and rewatching them in a way to help boost up my viewership hours so I can eventually get monetized and make some money on this endeavor. Thank you once again to each and every one of you who tuned in and joined me here today. And I will see you guys next time.